feet on a balabar. Griva dari, Jaya Griva dari. Kopi dana balaba, Griva dari, Jaya Griva dari. Yashoda Nandana, Raja Dhanaranjana, Jaya Raja Dhanaranjana. Yashoda Nandana, Raja Dhanaranjana, Jaya Raja Dhanaranjana. Adiravarachari, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Yamuna Adiravarachari, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Yamuna Dhiravarachari, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Kopi Dana Balaba, Griva Dari. Kopi dana balaba, Griva dari, Jaya Griva dari. Kopi dana balaba, Griva dari, Jaya Griva dari.
Sharya Asadhara Sadhu Shri Shriman is the Divine Grace and Lacey Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj Srila Prabhupada Kidai Kaur Premanande Guru, all glorious to the sound devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Mo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthavute Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj Namaste Sarasutun Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pasikatya Desa.
Is this the right verse on the board? Archita told me it was 44.
We chanted another verse, but we didn't check that one. It's up there.
Oh, okay. Twam Eva Bhagavan Etat Shiva Shaktyo Sarupayo Vishvam Sridasi Pashi Atsi Kridan Orna Pato Ita Twameva Bhagavan Netach Shiva Shakto Sarupayo Vishvam Shijasi Pashyatsi Kridanurna patoyata Twameva Bhagavanetach Shiva Shakto Sarupayo Vishvam Sridasi Pashyatsi Kridanurna patoyata
Shiva Shakti,
ladies. Twam, you, Eva, certainly, Bhagavan, O my Lord, Etat, this, Shiva Shaktyo, being situated in your auspicious energy. Sarupayo, by your personal expansion. Vishvam, this universe. Shri Jasi, create. Pasi, maintain. Atsi, annihilate. Kridan, working. Ornapata, spider's web. Yata, just like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, you create this cosmic manifestation, maintain it, and annihilate it by expansion of your personality, exactly as a spider creates, maintains, and winds up its web. Purport. In this verse, the word Shiva Shakti is significant. Shiva means auspicious, and Shakti means energy. There are many types of energies of the Supreme Lord, and all of them are auspicious. Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshvara are called guna avatars, or incarnations of material qualities. In the material world, we compare these different incarnations from different angles of vision. But since all of them are expansions of the Supreme Auspicious, all of them are auspicious. Although sometimes we consider one quality of nature to be higher or lower than another. Mode of ignorance, or tamogun, is considered very much lower than the others. But in the higher sense, it is also auspicious. The example may be given herein, that the government has both an educational department and criminal department. An outsider may consider the criminal department inauspicious, but from the government's point of view, it is as important as the education department. And therefore, the government finances both departments equally without discrimination. Twameva Bhagavan Netach Shiva Shakto Sarupayo Vishvam Shijasi Pashyatsi Kridan Nur Na Pato Yata. My dear Lord, you create this cosmic manifestation, maintain it and annihilate it by expansion of your personality, exactly as a spider creates, maintains, and winds up its web. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Siddharane.
Bhakti yogena manasi samyag pranihite male apashat purusham purna mayachat tad apashraya. Srila Vyasadeva sat in his meditation. Then he saw that there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he was a person, and that he was full of all opulence. And along with him, on his backside, was Maya. Maya was fully under his control. This is always one of the questions about whether or not God is actually in control. Just like one rabbi, as you've heard, his name was Krishna. Not Krishna, but his name was Krishna. He was a rabbi. And his theory was that God is a nice person, but somehow or another he's become so old, because he's the oldest person, now he's become senile. And because he's senile, he's lost his grip on the world. And therefore he can't keep things under control like he used to. And although he's trying hard, things have gone out of control. But there's a rumor that soon he's going to retire and one of the younger angels is going to take over and things should go better in the future. So people can't understand. I was listening to one of Prabhupada's memories. One devotee was asking Prabhupada, this is Satchinanda Maharaj, that if God is all good, then why is there so evil, so much evil? Either God is not all good, or perhaps the illusory energy, Maya, has gotten out of God's control, and therefore she's chastising living entities in spite of the fact that God doesn't want her to. So Prabhupada's answer was that God is good. He said that, but you're a bad, more or less. That you've created this Maya. So Satchinanda Maharaj was trying to figure out how he created this Maya. He said, I can't even create a house because at the time I had no money. I couldn't even get a house, what to speak of creating the whole cosmic creation. But later on he understood that that God is not the cause of the Maya, it's our desire to be in Maya that's the cause of the Maya. Just like as mentioned here, the government does not encourage people to go to the prison. We don't find any advertisements put out by the government showing pictures of prisons, showing different prison cells, and inviting people for a vacation. Please come. Come here. Free room and board. You can get a nice prison cell. No, instead they try to encourage people not to go to the prison. Similarly, Krishna, he wants the prison, he creates the prison, Shristi Stiti Pralaya Sarana Shakti Eka Chayeva Vivavarti Vivarti Durga Ichchanurupam Apiyasya Chichesa Tesa Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. That Maya, Shristi Stiti Pralaya Sarana Eka Chayeva Yasya Vivavarti Bibhavarti Durga. That Durga is the shadow of the chit potency of the spiritual energy. And it's created by Krishna and empowered by her to create this cosmic creation, to maintain it, and to ultimately annihilate it for a purpose. Unfortunately, people have forgotten what the purpose is. The purpose is not to come here and enjoy the material nature. The purpose is to get out of the material nature. But because people are misled, andaya tandera upigayamanas tepisha tantra uru dami bada, that the tevidu swartikatim hi Vishnu. People don't know that the aim is Vishnu. The whole purpose of the creation is to encourage us to go back to the spiritual world.
to train us how to go to the spiritual world, become liberated, and become happy forever. Instead, people think that the purpose of the creation is to enjoy. Just like the purpose of the prison is not for the enjoyment of the prisoners. Because nowadays, they try to create prisons in such a way that the prisoners enjoy. Especially in places like Denmark, for instance. In Denmark, they created such a nice prison. I guess they have swimming pools and all kinds of recreation. And one prisoner was there, and his brother decided to free his brother from the prison. So he took a bulldozer and smashed it into the prison wall, broke the prison wall to liberate his brother. But his brother, a prisoner, was participating in a prison barbecue. And the barbecue was so nice that the brother refused to leave the prison. Although his brother was trying to get him out. So sometimes in modern society, they try to make even the prisons nice. But actually it's not supposed to be nice. It's supposed to train the prisoner how to become a proper citizen so that one can go back to normal life in the society. Similarly, this creation is all geared towards encouraging people to get out of the mentality of lording it over the material nature and trying to enjoy it. Although people think they're making progress, the more they become involved in material consciousness. Just like the standard of sannyas in the Vedic culture, the highest perfection of a human being is abhayam sattva samshudhir. It begins with abhayam, fearlessness. That unless we become liberated from fear, from anxiety, then there's no question of peace, as Krishna says. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvanam mam shantim richati. That without peace, there is no question of happiness. And the goal of life is happiness. But unless we become free from fear, then how can we become peaceful? And everyone's fearful. Anyone who identifies themselves with their body has to be fearful. Because we don't know what's going to happen to this body. And because presently we're aware of what's happening to the body, if the body goes through some torturous circumstance, then we have to suffer. And no one wants to suffer. I was distributing books in downtown Portland a couple of days ago. And I met one black lady, gave her a book, and she seemed quite pious, although she kept on saying, well, you know, I'm a Christian, I hope my friends don't see me, and etc. But she revealed her pious sentiments to me. She just prays to God every day that somehow or another, when she leaves her body, she's not going to suffer. That was her highest hope in life. Not to suffer at the time of death. So everyone's afraid of suffering. But that very fear of suffering is suffering itself. So to become fearless, as we've heard, bhayam dvitiya bhinivesitasya isharabhatasya viparyos mriti. That as soon as we imagine ourselves independent of Krishna, as soon as we do something outside of Krishna consciousness, as soon as we think that something belongs to me rather than to Krishna, as soon as we think that we should utilize something for our sense gratification rather than Krishna's service, then at once we're covered by the illusory energy and we become an anxiety, fearful. Therefore, Krishna says, Masuchaha, don't be afraid, don't be fearful. That if you follow my directions, then you'll become free from all your past activities. Don't be afraid. Unfortunately, in modern society,
the whole society is geared to increasing sense gratification. In other words, people are trying to make a nice prison cell, rather than spending their time trying to get out of the prison. They're trying to decorate the prison. And they're advertising, everyone come to the prison. They're glorifying the prison. And if someone comes and says, here's the key, let's get out, then they're condemned. Fanatic, you know, what are you trying to do? Where are you taking us? The only place that exists is this prison. Our whole life is meant to be tortured by the prison keepers. No, but from the point of view of Krishna, the prison has a purpose, and the purpose is to get out, to train us how to avoid doing criminal activities and at the same time being trained up in normal activities within this normal society. Therefore, the government spends so much energy on the prison with the hope that the prisoners will become educated. Because nowadays, if you want to become a better thief, then you go to prison. Of course, the best thieves aren't in prison. The best thieves don't go to prison. But out of all the thieves that are not the topmost thieves, but next to the topmost, you can get trained up so you can become elevated. Similarly, in modern society, people are thinking, I can't lord it over the material nature as nicely as someone else, so let me learn from them how to become a better animal. Svavitvarahostra karar samstuta purusha pashu niyat karna patiyo peto jatu namaka gadagraja. That men who are like hogs and dogs and camels and asses, they simply glorify the bigger hogs, dogs, camels and asses. Therefore, newspapers, videos, television programs, the modern education, just like in modern education, they glorify the biggest prisoners. Here in America, the founding father, George Washington, for instance, that he's supposed to be a big person. But who is George Washington? He only was the president for 1 year because while he was in office, he died of syphilis. In other words, he was an illegitimate father. And since he's the father of the country, it's probably an illegitimate country also. So such personalities have become somehow or another big personalities. Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers, he had a hemp farm. He grew marijuana. So he's considered a very high personality for different reasons. But these are not the Mahajans who will actually lead us out of material suffering. The real Mahajans are persons like Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, who actually, they know what is the purpose of life and how to achieve it. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam deals with these Mahajans who understand what the creation is meant for and how to achieve perfection in this life. Therefore, we should hear from them and glorify them, follow them, rather than follow the so-called Mahajans, who, when you question what is their purpose of life, what are they trying to achieve, it's nothing more than animal civilization. And although eating, sleeping, mating, defending has its purpose and its necessity, but as the first thing I learned when I took French in high school, which I won't repeat the French because I forgot it, but the translation was, it's necessary to live to eat. It's necessary to eat to live, but not to live to eat. Now, the aim of life is not simply to fill up the hungry belly. They want success in life. Or they say in Spanish, briga llena, corazón contento. That when the belly is full, then the heart is satisfied. But that's not purpose of that's not the highest purpose in life. That the purpose of life is to get out of the prison, back to real life again. And this is what Krishna consciousness is all about. So people may laugh, they think that we're wasting our time, we're some fanatics, that we couldn't make it in the real world. But we're inviting people to the real world, rather than this false dreamlike world that they're taking so seriously, that they're just wasting their time in. And inviting them, on behalf of Krishna, to go back to the spiritual world, where they can realize what is real auspicious life. When the father is chastising the son, it is not simply to torture the son, hopefully. It's to educate the son. In Prabhupada's purport, he says in that Bhakti Yogena Manasi, Samyak Pranite Malay, that Krishna has given us over to Maya, so Maya can train us. Not that the father enjoys watching the son being chastised by some agent like Maya. But he wants the son to become corrected so he can come back to normal life again. Therefore, whatever we see is going on is meant to help the soul get out of Maya. Sometimes we wonder that Pariksha Maharaj, at the end of the fifth canto, he heard about the different hells, and he became very disturbed. He said that, what is the remedial measure to get them out of here? They're suffering so much. And then, in the sixth canto, we hear about Ajamils chanting the holy name. But sometimes we see a picture of Prabhupada that Bhargava had taken when Prabhupada received the fifth canto, and we see Prabhupada looking at all the different hells. And some hell they stitch you up like a thread. Other hells you're thrown into boiling oil and you're cooked. Different types of hells. Some hells you're picked apart by different types of living entities.